we're going to rap together. We're going to conquer the world together. To rap, it's, they asked Bob Marley, why are you using music to express yourself? He was a revolutionary before that he was a singer. So they asked him, why you use music? So he said, music hits you and you feel no pain. It's the truth. Just, there are things that you cannot say to someone, but if you put music, you're going to swallow it like a candy. Baruch Hashem, we're in Gemara Masechet Brachot. Thank you very much. Brachot, page Nun Bet. Baruch Hashem. Rav Shalom was here in Shabbos. Made us so happy. Yes, Rabbi Shalom. He was so happy. He came from the United States, so he stayed so happy. He said, Am Israel are in good condition. He said, they're in good condition. They're coming, learning Torah. He said, I was in the most literate places in the world. And people were singing songs of Rabbeinu, Zecha Rabbeinu Nagila. He said, this is it. It's salvation. He said, I understand also why the importance of being abroad. Why? Because over there they can influence on the non-Jews also to get closer to Judaism. And if all of the Jews are going to be here in Eretz Israel, we're going to lose that. We're going to lose the nations. And Hashem gave us that obligation to illuminate the Torah to all of them, the faith, to all of the nations. So they have to be there. There's one woman in Canada. And she organized all of the class, the shiur, the how you say, conference over there in Toronto. And she came to Rav Shalom after the class, and she told him, "Me and my husband, we want to come to Eretz Israel." He told her, "I'm not allowing you to. You're not allowed to make aliyah." She started to cry. She said, "Why, Rav? We were planning to do that. We want to do that." He told her, you're not allowed to leave the people here. You have to keep on doing distribution here. You have to stay here. You have to distribute the light. You have to give all of those books and CDs. You have to continue. It's very private, and everyone has to check it with this rabbi and to know what the truth is
for him.
But we see that Hashem is not doing nothing that it's chas shalom with no reason. Hashem knows exactly. So, you came to a wonderful sugiya. Page Nun Bet Amud Aleph, in the first wide line, on the left side, it's written Tanu Rabbana, Nun Bet Amud Aleph, first wide line. On the left side it's written Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan means that the rabbis, the Talmidei Chachamim, said, it's a braita. Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai are saying, actually, three words before, Bet Shammai Omrim V'chulei, this is from the Mishnah, Bet Shammai Omrim, Bet Shammai are saying, and then Tanu Rabbanan, it's a braita. Bet Shammai are saying, Tchila, Bet Shammai are saying, Notlin Layadai, first of all, in the Seudah, a person should wash his hands to make Netilat Yadayim, in a Seudah, on a meal, for food, for bread, he needs to make Netilat, to wash his hands before. V'achar kach, and after it, Mozgin et hakos, and then pouring the glass of wine. So here you see, again like we learned, it's not the halacha. Today in Kiddush of Shabbos night, in the evening of Shabbat, we're not first of all making netilat yadayim and then pouring the wine to the glass. First of all we're pouring the wine to the glass and making Kiddush, and just after it we're going to wash our hands to make netilat yadayim. But Bet Shammai disagree on that. Soon you're going to see that this is the shita, the assumption, the opinion of Bet Hillel. And the halakha been set by the shita of Bet Hillel, and not by the shita of Bet Shammai. But Bet Shammai are saying that first of all a person should wash his hands, and after it, to pour wine into his glass, and then to do kiddush. Why? We're afraid from something. There is a certain fear. What's that fear? She'im ata omer, that if you're going to say מוזגין את הכוס תחילה, that first of all you should pour the wine to the glass and make kiddush. So we're afraid. Why are you afraid? גזרה, it's a decree, שמה יתמאו משקין שאחורי הכוס, that maybe the liquids that cover the glass from outside, because you know that we have that halakha, that obligation to wash the glass before making kiddush, from inside and from outside, so the glass is wet. So if the glass is wet, so we're afraid that maybe the liquids that outside of the glass gonna be contaminated mechamat yadav, because of his hands. Let's try to remember. Bet Shammai told us, first of all, to make netilat yadayim, to remove the contamination from the hands. This is the first thing for Bet Shammai, to remove the contamination, to come with pure hands to the kiddush. Alright? We're not doing that. We're coming to the kiddush with contaminated hands. But Bet Shammai disagree on that. Bet Shammai are saying, first of all, to wash the hands, and then to come to make kiddush. Alright? Why? Because they're afraid of something. From what they're afraid? Gzera, it's a decree. Shema, that maybe, chas v'shalom, yitam'u mashkin she'achorei hakos, the liquids that behind the glass, means covering the glass from outside, gonna be contaminated, mechamat yadav, because of his contaminated hands. This is why they send us to purify our hands before of kiddush. And then what's going to happen? יחזרו ויתמאו את הכוס. They also got contaminated the cup itself, the glass itself. From that we're afraid. This is the opinion of Bet Shammai. This is why Bet Shammai told us to wash the hands before of Kiddush. So, the Gemara's got a question on Bet Shammai by the Shita. ולתמו ידיים לכוס. Why are you afraid on the liquids? Why are you afraid on the drops of water that cover the glass from outside? Let's say that the hands gonna contaminate the cup, the glass itself. Why are you talking about the water that covers the glass? Let's say that hands gonna contaminate the glass. So, there is a rule, and that rule is saying, Yadayim shniyot hen. Hands are second. We know we have four levels of tuma, of contamination. And hands are in the second. So, it's very complex to explain it. But, every level can contaminate the level that is lower than it. And not more than that. Means, if you have something that is in the fourth level, he can contaminate all of the rest. If you have second, it can contaminate only one. He cannot contaminate two or three, or four for sure. Alright? So, hands are second, and second cannot make a third in chulin. And second cannot contaminate third in chulin. That glass of wine, it's chulin. Chulin means regular. It means that it's not holy, it's not sacrifices, it's not something pure that you have to sacrifice and bring it to the altar in Beis HaMikdash. This is just wine that you're making kiddush on it for Shabbos. So it's chulin. You can keep it pure, but it's not something that you're gonna downgrade it and you're gonna disqualify it from being sacrificed, like a holy sacrifice.
That's the bottle itself, the actual wine itself. It changes status after the person makes the beracha, right?
But still even though that you are purifying it in a certain way, still you haven't brought it to be in a different level. This is Yosef Weisberg. You know Yosef Weisberg? You're in touch with him through the Facebook. This is the man. You are fixing it, but you are purifying it in the level of chulin. You haven't upgraded it to the next level that calls kodesh. Kodesh, it's a sacrifice that it's holy. that for that a person have to have mikveh and have to have also the ashes of the red cow, something that we don't have in this generation to purify ourselves at all. We don't have those ways of purifying ourselves at all. For us everything is chulin, and also everything is contaminated. Even though that we're trying to purify as much as we can, it still stays in the same level. But, like that we learned that rule, hands are second. It's a decree in the Rabbanan that hands are second. Last week we talked about it, that if, for example, now a person just went out from the mikveh, and he's totally pure, and he made netilat yadayim, like the halacha is saying, after mikveh. Great. And now he just went one floor up, and he haven't touched nothing. And someone says to him, here, take a bread and make a bracha. And he just holds the bread, takes the bread from the table. He's not touching nothing. He cannot eat it. He cannot say hamotzi. Why? Even though that his hands, so to speak, are pure, he cannot. What he should do? He should go back to the sink to make another netilat yadayim, to say asher kitshan mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat yadayim, and only then he allowed to eat. Why? Because there is a decree that hands are second, that hands are contaminated. And you cannot break that. It's a decree. You're going to scream, my hands are pure, my hands are pure. Not going to help you. It's a decree mid Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that hands are contaminated. And if you want to eat bread, you have to purify them by making netilat yadayim. Alright? So, hands are second. And second cannot make a third. What it means cannot make a third? It cannot make the vessel, the glass, to be contaminated. Bechulin. In regular situation, ela al yedei mashkin, just only if there are liquids between them. Only if the glass is wet, or if the hands are wet, only then the hands can contaminate the glass to be impure, to be a third. Alright? This is the halacha. This is why Beit Shammai haven't told us, be careful that the hands will not gonna contaminate the glass. We're not afraid on the glass. Why? Because we have to have liquids if we want that the hands going to contaminate the glass. Alright? This is why Beit Shammai's decree was that they're afraid. Yes?
I understand. The cup is wet from outside. The hands touch the wet. So
sparkles. Sparkles. Nitzotzot. If that is going to jump somehow. For an example, on the edge of the glass, you have a drop that you can touch it from outside in a mistake, and it can jump into. Usually we're filling the cup above, even mamash full cup. If you have a drop just here and you hold the cup like that, you can push it inside. You contaminate, person contaminated it from outside, and now it's gonna fall into the cup somehow. It's an option. It can be. Beit Shammai afraid of that.
So then if the cup is wet,
But now, actually, we explained in something very nice and very good. But this is not the situation that we were talking about. Because actually, Beit Shammai afraid that the man gonna contaminated the glass, not the wine, the glass. We haven't talked on the wine yet. But Beit Hillel gonna talk about the wine. It's also an option, but it's not what they said. What we said, gzera, one second, gzera, it's a decree. Shema yitam'u mashkin she'achorei hakos, that maybe the liquid that's outside of the glass is going to be contaminated mechamat yadav, because of his hands, going to be contaminated because he touched the wet, the water outside with his contaminated hands, if he haven't purified them. Vitam'u et hakos, and going to contaminate the glass. We have a glass. It's not the liquids that's inside the glass. You haven't mentioned that. Yes?
If someone came to the mikvah, opened the mikvah, and you washed for bread, like 1-2, or 1-2-3, 1-2-3,
yeah.
Not like this.
Yes.
So now it's okay.
Great. You made netilat yadayim for bread. Your hands are pure until you're going to make the motzi.
If he goes up one flight,
no problem. You can climb to the aeroplane and over there to do a motzi. A lot of people are doing this. Making a tilat yadayim, running to catch a seat, sitting a motzi. Can be. You know that in the aeroplane you cannot do, it's hard to make a tilat yadayim. Halakha is very complex. There are ways to solve it. to make netilat yadayim inside the toilet and then to say the bracha outside, it can be. Or to eat with gloves or plastic nylon bags on your hands to make a motzi without netilat yadayim. It's halacha. I saw Nachman Arush, the son of Rav Shalom Arush, in an airplane, putting two plastic bags on his hands, holding pita and saying a motzi lechem in haaretz and eating it without netilat yadayim. I looked at him like that. I told him, what? He said, yes, this is halakha. It's halakha. Say what? Yes, it's halakha.
You just take the bottle of water they give you from the tilak.
And do it on the floor.
Yeah.
Yes, why not? There is a carpet. It's permitted la halakha, but it's not permitted from derech eretz. Great. Oh Hashem. So, this is the Shita of Bet Shammai. Uvet Hillel Omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, Mozgin et hakos, first of all, pour the wine into the glass, and drink, like that we're doing usually, ואחר כך, and after it, נוטלין לידיים, washing the hands, like that we're doing today להלכה in Shabbos. First of all, pouring the wine, making kiddush, going, making netilat yadayim, sitting to eat bread, to make a motzi. Why? What's the reason of Bet Hillel? She'im ata omer, that if you're going to say, notlin layadayim tchila, that first of all, you're going to wash your hands. Bet Hillel are afraid of that. Bet Shammai recommending, first of all, wash your hands, and then make kiddush, and then make a motzi. Straight, it's not an hafzik. But Bet Shammai disagree on that. Bet Hillel disagree on that. And Bet Hillel are saying, first of all, make kiddush on the wine. After it, go and wash your hands. Why they're afraid to wash their hands first before of the kiddush? From what they're afraid? They're afraid, gzera, it's a decree, shema, that maybe yitam'u mashkin shebayadayim, that if the hands now going to be wet after washing them, if we're going to go by the shita of Bet Shammai, so the hands can be wet, the person maybe will not going to dry his hands so very good enough, and now his hands going to be wet, and what's going to happen now? And the liquids that on his hands going to be contaminated mechamat hakos. Shema yitam'u mashkin shebayadayim, that maybe the liquids that covers his hands going to be contaminated because of the glass. The glass was contaminated. Now the glass was contaminated. In the first situation, we were afraid of Bet Shammai that the hands were contaminated. Wow. Now Bet Hillel are saying maybe the glass is contaminated. And now if you're going to come with dry hands, nothing happened. Because like that we learned, the rule, the contamination can cross, transfer from one, from the vessel to the hands, or from the hands to the vessels, only through liquids. Have to have something between. So if now the glass is contaminated and you wash your hands, you're gonna contaminate your hand. Your hands that they were
two. Now from a three.
Maybe they're gonna be three. Or
two
maybe
not, no, two not down, right? So you said the coast, the cup, is three. That's what we said earlier, right? The third.
We said that the two cannot make a third in
exactly.
Chulin. So
but
now
the third can make the two, so if your hands are
exactly,
wet,
it becomes to be three. We come to be third also. Right, exactly. Wonderful. Avram, you have questions? You know that on questions we're receiving homework, so
it won't be hard.
All right. If I don't know the answer, I send them to answer themselves. What? To embarrass me and to walk away? This is it.
A cup today has nothing to do with tumah.
No, it's no. This is how that they taught us that we should do. We have a Mishnah that is saying that you need to wash it from inside and outside, and this is it. We're following it.
So when we're talking about the coast having tumah, we're talking about back then.
Always. All of halachot of contamination and purity, tumah v'tahara, it's in days of Beit HaMikdash. Today we're in the worst condition, that we have the contamination of dead people and we cannot solve it, and this is the I think it's the fifth level, it's the highest level of them all. And this is it, called tum atme, the contamination of a dead person. And this is it, we cannot purify it until we're going to have the ashes of the red cow. This is it, we're waiting.
People that people about eating fruits, right? With wet hands and the fruits being wet.
You should wash before.
Yes, but just that you're going to know, our Litvish friends, that Rabbi Nachman of Breslev said not to be strict on that, and that we're not keeping that halakha. If you want, you can, but there is no obligation. In Breslev, Rabbi Nachman, he was also a rabbi, he also posek, he also knew Tur Shulchan Aruch and all of that. He was holy also, he was a Talmid Chacham. He knew what he's talking about, and he said that we don't need to be worried about that at all, and not to do that, and not to make that. It's not, there is no importance on making Netilat Yadayim before of eating wet fruits, vegetables. Alright?
So,
this is something else. The person that is touching the bread with wet hands, it's like that he's eating contaminated bread. Shalom Alechem, Rabbi Daniel. Welcome home.
Shalom, Rabbi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Hopefully we're going to see you until you're going to be 120.
Amen.
Longer.
Longer and also in the world to come.
Amen.
All right, continue. So, Bet Hillel are saying, first of all, pouring the glass and then washing the hands. Why? She'im ata omer, that if you're going to say, notlin ala yadayim tchila, first of all, wash the hands. Gzera, it's a decree. We're afraid of something. From what? Shema yitam'u mashkin shebayadayim, that maybe the liquids that covers the hands going to be contaminated mechamat hakos, because of the glass, that the glass was contaminated, ve'yachzeru ve'itam'u et hayadayim, and they going to contaminate the hands. Welcome. The water, the liquids going to be contaminated from the glass, and now they're going to contaminate the hands. We don't want the hands to be contaminated. So the Gemara is asking on Bet Hillel, why you also again talking about the liquids? Let's be afraid, let's worry about that the glass is going to contaminate the hands. Why are you mentioning the water, the liquids? We learned, En kli metame adam, a vessel cannot contaminate a man. This is what it was hard for me when we talked before. I went with it, but I wasn't complete. The Gemara is saying that a vessel cannot contaminate a man. It's also a decree. A vessel is something that always is lower than a human being, and it cannot contaminate the man. And we're talking on a situation of the low levels of contaminations. We're not talking on the highest level of contamination. Alright, for an example, a sword or a knife, if a person touched it, that someone killed a man with that knife and the knife is contaminated, it will gonna contaminate the man, even though that it's a vessel. But so, like we said, it's a different issue. But we have that rule that in that situation, for sure, the glass will not gonna contaminate the man. Venitami le mashkin shebetocho. So actually, the vessel cannot contaminate the man, and the liquids that's inside are already contaminated, like that we said before. Thank you very much. Again. Now the Gemara is arguing with what that we saw, with that assumption that we had on Bet Hillel. The Gemara is saying, "Benit mikos layadaim." Can it be that the glass gonna contaminate the hands? We learned, "En kli metame adam." A vessel cannot contaminate a man. Venitame lemashkin shebetocho. And let's say that already the liquids that's inside the glass are contaminated. Because what we said just now, by the shita of Bet Hillel, we said that we're afraid that the glass was contaminated. And if the glass was contaminated, we're afraid that the hand's going to be contaminated through the liquids. Why to go all of that distance? Let's say that the glass is contaminated and it's going to contaminate the wine. And now if the person is going to drink the wine, so it's a problem. Why are you talking about... Exactly, the wine now going to contaminate the person, the man itself. So why need to go all of that distance? So the Gemara is answering, Haha, in that situation we're talking, we're talking only in a situation, that Mishnah is talking in a situation that only the outside been contaminated and not the inside. Oh. Now we learned that actually to contaminate the complete glass, you have to touch it from both sides, or that it's wet. And then, like electricity, it runs from one side to the other through liquids. But if now there is a regular glass and you're touching it from outside, it's been contaminated only from outside. Soon we're going to see that. And this is why Rabbanan were afraid, Bet Hillel were afraid that the person's hand going to be contaminated, and they were not afraid on the liquids inside. Why? Detnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, last line, Detnan, Kli shenitme'u achorav b'mashkin, a vessel that his outside been contaminated in liquids, so achorav tme'im, so his outside is contaminated, תוכו ואוגנו ואוזנו וידיו טהורין. But his inside and his אוגנו, it's the lips, it's the edge that goes out to outside. ואוזנו, his ear, it's the handle, that it's a shape like an ear, like of a cud. How do you say cud?
Pitcher.
Yes.
A picture.
Ve'yadav, and his hands. What that hands? It's handles that you have on the sides also. You have one handle like that, and you can have two handles on the sides to hold it. That they're straight, like of a pen. Maybe like of a pen. This is what the Schutenstein is writing. So all of those, if a person touched the outside, so if someone touched the... if the vessel been contaminated from outside, so the edge, the lips, and the ear, and the handle, and all of the inside are pure, tehorin. But if nitma tocho, if his inside been contaminated, nitma kulo, all of it been contaminated. So our Mishnah, this is the answer of the Gemara to explain the Shita of Bet Hillel. In our Gemara, we were talking only in a situation that the vessel been contaminated, means the glass of wine been contaminated from outside. This is why Bet Hillel are not afraid on the wine that's inside, because we learned in the Mishnah that if a vessel been contaminated from outside, so his handles and his lip and out and inside are not contaminated. Just only if it been contaminated from inside, it contaminates also outside. This is the Shita of the Mishnah, to explain the Shita of Bet Hillel. Again, by heart, the Shita of Bet Shammai and the Shita of Bet Hillel. By the Shita of Bet Shammai are saying, we need first of all to wash our hands. Why first of all to wash our hands? Before of making Kiddush on the wine. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe the hands were contaminated, and because of liquids that we have on the glass, the hands gonna contaminated the wine also, the glass also, not the wine, the glass. Because, and this is because the liquid can bring the tumah from the hands to the glass. This is why Bet Shammai is saying, first of all, wash your hands. But Bet Hillel are saying, first of all, make kiddush with dry hands. Why? Because the glass can be contaminated, and we learned that we're talking on a glass that's contaminated only from outside. And now if a person is going to come with dry hands, nothing going to happen to him. But if you're going to come with wet hands after making netinat yadayim, not like you should, without drying them like you should, it can contaminate him. And we don't want that to happen also. The Gemara is asking, what's actually the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai? Bet Shammai Savre, the assumption of Bet Shammai is that אסור להשתמש בכלי, that it's not allowed to use a vessel שנטמאו אחוריו במשקין, that is outside been contaminated in liquids. Why? It's a decree, גזרה, משום ניצוצות, because of sparks. Bet Shammai are saying that you're not allowed to use a vessel that's been contaminated from outside. We're afraid of sparks, that maybe the sparks are going to jump from inside to outside, from outside to inside, and the outside that was contaminated is going to contaminate the inside also, the liquid, the wine itself. ולייקה למגזר, and we're not allowed to make that decree, שמה יתמאו המשקין שבידיים בקוס, that maybe the wet hands gonna be contaminated because of the glass. Why we're not afraid of that and we don't need to make that decree? Because they've forbidden that glass already. But Shammai said it's not allowed to use that glass that is contaminated from outside. Bet Hillel don't afraid from that. Bet Hillel savrin, Bet Hillel are assuming מותר להשתמש בכלי, it's allowed to use a vessel שנטמאו אחוריו במשקין, that is outside been contaminated in liquids. Why? אמרה, because they said, ניצוצות לא שכיחי. Sparks are not happening all of the time. You don't need to be afraid that it's going to happen so fast. We're not afraid of sparks. It's not something that is so rare.
Common.
It is rare. Right? Also in Hebrew it's very hard to remember because shchiche it's common and you want to say shochach from the word forget, so but it's the opposite. Shchiach it's matzui, you can find it a lot. Yes, but we're not afraid of sparks. It's not a problem. This is not a problem. If it goes outside, it's not a problem. We're afraid that it's going to jump back in.
Well, if it's continuous,
if you keep on going outside, it's not. The contamination is not.
You're coming out?
I think
not
so.
Not just drops.
If it's a stream, you mean?
Stream, right.
Good question. Bezat Hashem, you're going to answer to us tomorrow.
We touch a glass on the outside, only the outside can be contaminated.
Yes.
If I touch it on the inside, it contaminates the outside.
Also, everything. Kol hakos tmea. All of the glass is contaminated.
What's the
Mishnah? This is a Mishnah. I don't know Kabbalah. I don't know. Don't know Kabbalah. Don't know science. Don't know nothing. Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you touch it from outside, the outside is contaminated, the lips and the handle and the inside are pure. But if you touch it inside, all of it is contaminated. Ve'ika le'mechash, and we need to worry about that. Shema yitam'u mashkin shebayadayim, that maybe the liquid that's on the hand is going to be contaminated, mechamat hakos. Going to be contaminated because of the glass. This is why Bet Hillel are saying that if it can be, this is why you should make Netilat Yadayim after the Kiddush, to purify your hands from that doubt that we had, that maybe it's been contaminated from the outside of the glass during the Kiddush. And now you don't want to make bracha on the bread with contaminated hands. This is why you're going now and washing your hands, to wash your hands. Davar acher, another thing, another reason, that supports the shita of Bet Hillel, that it's written, techef lintilat yadayim, immediately after making netilat yadayim, seuda, the meal. It's halakha, it's a very important braita, very important mishnah. You have to make the meal immediately after washing your hands. So the Gemara is asking, my davar acher, why it's written another thing, why they brought another thing, hachi ki amar lehu Bet Hillel lebet Shammai. This is what that actually Bet Hillel said to Bet Shammai. Ledidchu, even according to your shita, Bet Shammai, Damritu, that you said, Asur lishtamesh bekli, it's not allowed to use a vessel, Shachorab tmein, that is outside, contaminated. Why? The gazrinan, because we're afraid, Mishum nitzotzot, we're afraid because of sparks. Afilu hachi, even though, Ha'adifa, our shita is better. Why our shita is better, even according to your shita? The techef lemtilat yadayim seuda, because you have a huge obligation of making the meal immediately after netilat yadayim, and that doubt that you have because of sparks is not that strong as that obligation of making seuda close to netilat yadayim. So even though that you have that doubt, you had to drop it because of the importance of that obligation to make seuda close to netilat yadayim. This is it. Wonderful. Rashi, you can wash your hands twice. Yes. Today, in this generation, we're not afraid, not from sparks, and not from. We're not afraid of nothing. We have that problem. We're not afraid from Judgment Day. We're afraid of sparks. Oy vay. Bezrat Hashem. Holy Rashi. Let's see what wonderful Rashi is going to tell us. And now we're going to learn a lot on all of that contamination that we mentioned. Belitmer Adayim Lakos, Gizera. In the middle of the page, Gizera, it's a decree. Shema Yetam'u Mashkim, that maybe the liquid's going to be contaminated. שנפלו באחורי הקוס, that they fell behind the glass. מחמת ידיים, they're going to be contaminated because of the hands. That none, because we learned in the Mishnah. כל הפוסל את התרומה. You saw that? You found that, Rashi? Boy side. Everyone that needs help. כל הפוסל את התרומה. Everything that disqualified תרומה. Metame can contaminate mashkim, liquids. Liyot tchila, to be first one, to be contaminated. Ve'achzeru ve'itam'u et hakos, and now they can contaminate the glass also. U'bet Shammai sabre, but Bet Shammai assumed, asur li'ishtamesh bekos, it's not allowed to use a glass, she'achorav tme'ot, that is outside, is contaminated. Kedil kaman, like that soon, we're going to learn. ולתמו ידיים לקוס, and maybe let's be afraid that the hands gonna contaminate the glass itself. Why you need to talk about the liquids? למה לדק יאמר, why you should say משקין שאחורי הקוס, liquids that outside of the glass. בלא משקין נמי מתמו ידיים לקוס. Also without liquids, let's say that the hands gonna contaminate the glass. No. מתמו ידיים לקוס. Yes, the hands gonna contaminate by the glass. Because we have a rule that we learned that it can be that hands going to be contaminated from the glass only through liquids. Ela al yedei mashkin, sheha mashkin nasin rishonim mid rabanan, that liquids becomes to be first mid rabanan. Ve'im tomar, and if you want to say kli eino mekabel tuma, a vessel is not receiving tuma, contamination, Ela me'av hatuma, just only from the source of tuma, from the father of contamination. Hane mili midoraita. It's only when we're talking on hilchot, contamination, midoraita, from the Torah. But in all of the halachot of the Rabbanan, we have decrees, we have rules. There is no first, second, third. They use those concepts to say second makes third and this and that, but actually it's all decrees. There is no nature rules in it. It's not something natural that happens in a certain order. Just it's all decrees midrabanan. We're afraid of this, from that we were not afraid, so it's not contaminated. Even that you're going to say, by logic it should. Rabbanan haven't made decree on it. It's not existing. It's not contaminating. It's not contaminating really. It's not contaminating. Look at the power of Rabbanan. They can decide what's going to contaminate it and what will not going to contaminate it in their decree. I mean, it's not contaminating even if it was supposed to, but Rabbanan were not afraid of it, and they're going to say it won't, it won't. Rabbanan have that power that is stronger than the nature of contamination. If it's contaminated or not, Rabbanan going to decide. הנמילים מדאורייתא, בת וחכמים, the wise people, גזרו, they made a decree, שיהיו משקים ראשונים, that liquid's gonna be first, מטמאים כלי, and they gonna contaminated vessel. גזרה, it's a decree, משום משקים זב וזבה, because we're afraid of liquids of זב וזבה. זב וזבה, it's two people that can be sick in a certain sickness, that sickness brings them to contamination. So we're afraid of their liquids. Shehen avot atuma, and their liquids, that ziva, that comes out from the zav and the zava, that it's contaminated. And because we're afraid of that kind of liquids, we're going to contaminate all kinds of liquids. Kegon ruko umemeraglav, like his saliva and... Number one, you said, right? You say number one. Everyone understand number one. Great. Uvet Hillel omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, Betosefta, it's written in a brayta that calls Tosefta, Hachi Gersinan La. This is how it's written over there. Uvet Hillel omrim, and Bet Hillel are saying, Achore HaKos, the outside of the glass, Leolam Tmeim, are always impure. Davar Acher, also something else, תכף לנטילת ידיים, סעודה. Immediately after washing the hands, you should sit and make the meal. למי דחשיתו, why they're so afraid, שלא יתמאו הידיים, that the hands will not gonna contaminate את אחורי הכוס, the outside of the glass. לב חשש היא, it's not a certain fear, שאפילו לכתחילה, that they're saying that maybe even ideally you allow, מותר להשתמש בכלי, that you allow to use a vessel שאחוריו תמיים, that is outside is contaminated, ותוכו טהור, and is inside is pure. כגון זה, like that example, שמטמא אחוריו, that it's contaminated, is outside, מחמת משקין, because of liquids. Why? דאמרינן בה בשמעתין, because we said on that in שמעתין, in one of the rumors, one of the words that we learned that had been said, it's a ברייתא, תוכו טהור, we said that it's written, תוכו טהור, that is inside, is pure. הילכך, this is why, בית הלל gonna allow, gonna permit us to use it, מוזגין ושותין את הכוס, you allow to pour the wine into the glass and to drink it, תחילה קודם נטילה, before of washing the hands. Why? שאם אתה אומר, because if you're going to say, נוטלין לידיים תחילה, first of all, wash the hands, שהם היו אחורי הכוס טמאים, maybe the outside of the glass is going to be contaminated, and we're afraid, it's a decree, שמה גזרה, שמה לא יהיו הידיים נגובות יפה, maybe the hands will not going to be dry so well, ממי הנטילה, from the water of the נטילת ידיים, ויתמאו המשקין שבידיים, and the liquids that cover the hands are going to be contaminated, מחמת כוס, because of the glass, ונעשין תחילה, and they're going to be first, ויחזרו ויתמאו את הידיים, and they're going to go back and contaminate the hands, ונמצא אוכל בידיים מסועבות, and then the person is going to find himself eating with contaminated hands, and we don't want that. Benitmi kosle adaim, so why we should be afraid of the liquids? Let's be afraid that the hands going to be contaminated because of the glass going to be contaminated because of the hands. Lama li mashkin bayadaim, why should we talk about the liquids that's in the hands? Even afilu yadaim neguvot, dry hands, nami itamelakos itame kosle adaim, also the glass going to be contaminated because of dry hands. Bekevan dehachiu, and because of that, Nehi Nami, let's say that also, the Bekos Shelifnei Amazon, that in glass of before of food, Avid Bet Hillel Takanta, that Bet Hillel gonna establish a rule, the Shoteu Kodem Netila, that the person gonna drink it before of washing, Kosot Abayin Betoch Amazon, Matei Alehen. So now, if you're gonna make that decree on the glass, that if you're gonna permit to drink the glass of wine before of the netilat yadayim of the seuda, means with dry hands, what you're going to do now with the glasses of wine that you're going to receive inside the seuda? Inside the seuda, still we have the doubt that maybe the hands are going to be still wet from the netilat yadayim. If it's still wet, what you're going to do now with the second glass of wine? It's a problem. Matei alehen, halo metamin et hayadayim, they're going to contaminate the hands. The hands are a little bit wet. אין כלי מטמא אדם, a vessel cannot contaminate the man, כלומר, it's a rule, it means that a vessel like that, כלי כזה, שנטמא, that's been contaminated, you came in a very strong day, don't worry, not all of the days are so complex. Baruch Hashem, from heaven, you have a bridge to cross, Baruch Hashem. Bezrat Hashem. So, a certain contamination like that, they've been contaminated, bevlada tum'ah, they've been contaminated from something that's born from tum'ah. Not from the source of tum'ah, just something that received his tum'ah from something else. So, eino metameh et hayadayim, it's not contaminated the hands, the kaimalan, because we have that rule, ki rabbanan, like rabbanan, the palig yaleh de Rabbi Yoshua b'masechet yadayim, that they're arguing with Rabbi Yoshua in masechet hands. בכלים שנטמאו במשקין, in vessels that have been contaminated in liquids, ואומר, and it says over there, את שנטמא באב התומעה, a vessel that have been contaminated in source of tumah, מטמא את הידיים, contaminated the hands, like I told you before, that knife, if it's been contaminated from the dead man, means that it's been contaminated from the source of tumah, metameta edaim, it's going to contaminate the hands of the one that holds that knife. But beshenitma bevlada tuma, but if that knife touched someone and that someone touched someone else, this is not the same. If that touched someone else and that someone he touched something else, it will not, the vessel will not, that vessel touch that vessel and now contaminated it. Now a man gonna touch that, the second vessel will not gonna contaminate the man. Only the first that touched the source of contamination can contaminate the man. But the second to the tumah will not gonna contaminate the man. Eino metameh et hayadayim, will not gonna contaminate the hands. She'en sheni oseh sheni, because a second cannot make a second. Ve'af al pi shehasefer metameh et hayadayim, and even though that we have that decree, we have a decree on Sefer Torah that it contaminates the hands. What it means it contaminates? There is something purer than a Sefer Torah that you're going to say that it contaminated the hands. It's a decree mid Rabbanan. Rabbanan were afraid. People were very poor and they didn't know where to hide a little bit of bread, slices of bread that they had. So they were putting it inside the bag of the Sefer Torah, and then mice would come and eat the Sefer Torah with the bread. And Rabbanan made a decree that people will not going to touch the Sefer Torah because it contaminates the hands. So you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah itself. This is why you have a certain cloth that is covering the Sefer Torah always. And you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah because it contaminates the hands. It's a decree mid Rabbanan. En Torat Mashkin Alav Ela Torat Ochel. But even, no, we jumped a line. Even though that books can contaminate the hands, and now you have second that contaminates second, so how can it be? En lemedin himeno, we're not learning from it, because it's a total different issue, like we said. Hilchach kosot, this is why glasses, shebetoch hamazon, that's inside the food, shayadayim neguvin, with the hands are dry, einan metamin et hayadayim, they're not contaminating the hands. If you drink wine or any other kind of liquids, if the hands are dry during the Seudah, the hands will not going to be contaminated from the liquids. Ve'im tomar, and if you're going to say, sometimes, pe'amim, she'yesh mashkin, tavshil, tofeach al hayadayim, it can be that there is a certain liquid of a certain dish that can contaminate the hands, en torat mashkin alav, ela torat ochel. So we're going to answer to you that the liquids of a dish of food, they don't have the same rules like liquids of drink. It counts as food and not as drinks. And it's less strict. Why? Because Rabbanan made a decree on liquids and not on liquids of food. Because liquids of food counts as food. And we don't have that decree on food. You saw Rabbanan, they made a certain decree. You're going to say it's the same. This is liquid. This is liquid. No, this is food and this is drinks. Keli shenitmeu achorav b'mashkin. Also on that halacha, if in the night a person left food or liquids outside, not covered, if it's allowed to drink it or to eat it in the morning, we have a decree that if it's liquid, you're not allowed to drink it in the morning. But if it's food, you allow. You're going to say, but there is liquids in that food also. There is a sauce or something. It's food. You're not afraid of that. Only because Rabbanan made a decree on liquids, if it's orange juice, wine, water, whatever, you're not allowed to drink it if it was in the night, opened with no cover. You're not allowed to drink it in the morning. But, or after a while. But if it's food that was not covered, that was open, you don't have no problem to eat it. Because there is no decree. Rabbanan haven't contaminated it by staying open during the night. Vessel that is outside been contaminated in liquids. Beklei shetef kamar. In vessels that made out of iron. I think klei shetef we learned it made out of iron, right? This was the... We learned it once. Klei shetef, yes, it's iron. We're talking about vessels that made out of iron. Kamar, silver, gold, or something like that. Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan, the student of Rabbeinu, he came from a very rich family, and they were eating in golden... those golden ones. And he said that when he got closer to Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu told him to stop with that minhag, that. And he said that for almost 1 year, he was eating with spoons and, how you said?
Plastic.
That made out of wood, out of etch, wood. And he said that for 1 year, he couldn't feel the taste in his food. Because he was so used to eat from golden vessels, or from those. He could, yes, and he couldn't. They were huge, very huge. And it tastes like wood. And he couldn't feel the taste of the food for 1 year. Great. So, all of that sugya is talking on iron vessels. The ilu, klecheres, because if it was earthenware vessels, and metamin migaban, they're not contaminating from their back. Afilu betum'a deoraita, even from the strictest tum'a contamination, even if it's mideoraita, earthenware vessels are not contaminating from outside. It's a rule. So for sure, in our situation that we were talking about, that it contaminates from outside, it have to be, if it, the glass is made, the cup made of iron, silver, something like that. שנטמעו אחוריו במשקין, that is outside been contaminated in liquids, אין לך משקה, you don't have a liquid, שאינו ראשון לתומה, that is first for, to receive tumah. שאף אם נגע בשני, that even if it touched second, עשאוהו חכמים תחילה, חכמים, the Rabbanan, made it to be first. Means liquids, there is a decree on it, that it contaminates. If someone touched it, this is it. They're receiving tumah because of the decree of the Rabbanan. Achorav tmein, the outside contaminated. Af al pi, even though she'en adam vekelim, that a man and vessels are not mekablin tumah, they cannot receive tumah contamination min haTorah, by the rules of the Torah, ela me'ava tumah, just only from the source of tumah. Still, gazru chachamim, there is a decree mid Rabbanan. שיהו משקין מתמעין כלים, that liquid is going to contaminate vessels. Why? מפני שמצינו משקה, because we found a certain liquid, שהו אב התומעה, that it's the source of tumah, לתמע אדם וכלים, to contaminate men and vessels. What's that? מה? It's written for you open? What's the mem hey taf? Vekelim. After the word vekelim, what's written for you?
Me ha Torah.
All right, from the Torah. Me ha Torah, from the Torah. So what we learned from the Torah, that it's a liquid that is very contaminated, as like zovo shel zav veroko umemer aglav, the ziva itself, or the saliva, or the small ones of a zav, that it's a liquid that can contaminate, that it is contaminated, and it's the first, it's the source for the tuma. So because of that decree, al kol hamashkin, gazru al kol hamashkin, Rabbanan made a decree, like we learned it already, on all other kinds of liquids, temein sheitam'u kelim, that they're gonna contaminated vessels. Next page. תוכו ואוגנו ואוזנו וידיו תאורין, his handle and his ear and his lip is pure. דכיוון דתומאה זו, because of that decree, that contamination is only a decree מדרבנן. עבדובה הכרה, they made a certain sign to recognize it. דלדעו דמדרבנן, that people gonna know that it's a decree מדרבנן. That people will not going to come to burn, to ruin the sacrifices of Truma and Kodshim. If Kodshim or Truma touched it, you don't need to burn it because of that, to disqualify it because of that, because it's only a decree Midrabanan. Ve'keluba, and they accepted that if the Kodshim or Truma been contaminated with that contamination, that it's a decree midrabanan on other kinds of liquids, you don't need to burn it. V'chen meforash, and this is what it's written in the Gemara Masechet Bechorot. Ogno shefato hakfula, ogno the lip, it's a double lip to the outside, letzad chutz, haraui letashmish, that it's for use. Like that every man puts that on his lips and is using. This is the ugno. This is the double lip. And the second one that comes outside. Ozno, his ear. Kemo ozen hachavit, like the ear of the barrel. Shekorin ana ansha belaz. Calling it ansha in old French. Ve'adav kli sheyesh lo yad, like a pen. A vessel that have a handle that has got a hand, kegon machvat, like a pen. Gzera, it's a decree, mishum nitzotzot, because of sparks. Shema itazu nitzotzot, that maybe the sparks gonna jump mitocha from inside to the outside, al achorav, v'itam'u mashkin shema achorav, and the liquids that are outside gonna be contaminated, mechamat achoraim, because of the outside, v'itam'u et ha'adayim, gonna contaminate the hands. Hilchach, this is why. Not lean la yadayim tchila, Bet Shammai are saying to wash the hands first, shelo yetamu et achorei hakos, that they will not going to contaminate it, the outside of the glass. Ulemai dechayshi Bet Hillel, and Bet Hillel, what they're afraid of, mechamat achorav lav chashasho, they're not afraid from the outside of the glass, deha asur leishtemu shebe, because it's not allowed to use it. Bet Hillel, this is No, I'm sorry. And to what that Bet Hillel were afraid of because of his outside, Lav Chashasha, Bet Shammai are not afraid of it. Why? Because they're forbidden using that glass that is contaminated from outside at all. At all. Ubet Hillel Sabre and Bet Hillel assume Mutar Lishtamesh, where it is allowed to use that vessel. Hilechach, this is why Lechashasha didan, to their fear, Ika Lemichash, they need to be afraid of. Aval Lechashasha didchu, but to your fear, they're saying to Bet Shammai, Leika Lemichash, you don't need to be afraid of that at all. The lo ichpat lan, because we don't care of it at all, imitamu achorav, if it's outside going to be contaminated or not. This is it. Shalom, Rabbi Isai. You came in.